tell you, this is the first clinic we had where we really defined the different roles, the logistics especially. The other clinics that we had together, logistics is always kind of overlooked. And so I thought it was a challenge to bring logistics into its own right, if you will. And I started to think about logistics and what it means to me. Well, I have a background before I came into public health. I worked in the transportation and disposal industry for hazardous waste, and logistics was a big part of our operation there, getting people on time and to a certain place and picking up a product, delivering it to another area. I thought, well, with that background that I have, this would be something I can develop and work on. So you start to think about different vehicles and trucks like that. I think of having all these a fleet of trucks maybe and communication and everything that goes along with it. And then it hit me that we really didn't have any of those things. And so I went back to the basics and started to think about the logistics pyramid. And, you know, at the bottom you need just a good supply chain, really. And so I did the best I could, and I thought of coming up with a plan. It kind of looked like this at first, and I realized it was really too complicated for what we wanted to achieve. And I thought about the essentials that we had and what we had around the office, what we could use for from the town of Watertown. And this isn't it either, but it was something I wanted to point out to you. Christine mentioned pooling vaccine. We didn't pool it all and put it inside this bulk liquid tanker truck. And we also needed some storage. We didn't have an empty warehouse. We didn't have anything. We didn't have trucks. But we did have is fresh thinking. And that's what I got out of this slide, and I thought that's why I'd keep this in here. And I'm going to show you what we actually had. We had an animal control van. And this was our warehouse, this was our transportation unit, this was our security, secured storage. As you heard earlier, this was all conducted at a church. And believe it or not, they had a bingo session there the night before, so we couldn't drop any supplies off and get everything set up. But we're going to have anywhere between 200 to 1,000 people showing up the next day to have a clinic. And we don't have one source, one place to store everything. So what we ended up doing was meeting the Friday afternoon before. And we had our list. I'm going to go over that in a few minutes, what we brought to the event. But it was kind of neat how we ended up pulling it off. It was 11 o'clock. On a Friday morning, we met and everyone got all their resources together. And I brought over an empty animal control van. I want to keep in mind that it was in a sanitary condition. It was a brand new van and hadn't seen an animal yet, so that's why we didn't feel that bad about putting clinical supplies in there. So it was pretty sterile. I was pretty sure about that. And so you can see we kind of packed things in there pretty good. And that was kind of fun, just crawling around the back of the van to get everything ready. This is after we had already brought it over to the site and realized we couldn't lock it up there. And but just to jump ahead, Teresa mentioned something about how the town of Watertown didn't cooperate with the attorneys and stuff, and it's kind of confirmed that she was right. And so this is an example of the letter of agreement that we had with MedImmune, and it turned out that the loose incident command structure really worked for us with this. There's no way the town of Watertown would have gotten this vaccine in time, and Arlington really stepped up and got their attorneys to pick it up. But what ended up happening is everything got mailed to Arlington, so as a logistics person, I made my job even easier, so it worked out well for me, too. But, and these are obviously we have the typical supplies. As far as the vaccine, we brought it over to Newton, which at the church that Friday afternoon. So we didn't have a refrigerator, so I brought everything back to Watertown and stored it overnight in our vaccine refrigerator. But that was really the only thing that slowed us down, I would say. What I did is put together a list. Well, let me rephrase that. Christine put together a list of supplies, and I just kind of came up with this chart as to how we would share the resources in each community. Let's see if I can get my point here. We have the five different communities, plus Region 4B. I put them down here as a resource for us as well. Even though they physically wouldn't supply anything, they would give us some support as far as ideas and paperwork flow and helping with advertising and things like that. But we had an ideal quantity. Everything here in the ideal section was from planning, and once I had that information, I was able to solicit all the other cities and towns that are involved. It was real easy for Watertowns. I knew exactly what we had, pretty much not too many things, and I was able to just kind of fill out whatever we had and what we didn't need, and just ask the other communities what they could supply. And I'd just send out this spreadsheet out weekly. And I did that for a variety of different categories. This here is just for the vaccine supply. And for all the clinical supplies, I kept the spreadsheet looking pretty much the same and just listed out all the items that we would need that was provided to us from planning. Planning gave us the ideal quantity of what we needed, and I just tried to solicit the things from the other cities and towns. And as you heard, it was after our majority of the flu clinics were finished, so we had supplies left over, and there really wasn't an issue of giving them up to the clinic, so we invited residents from all of our communities there, so that worked out okay. Again, clerical supplies, just to give you some detail. I mean, these pages went on, I just copied the first page of each spreadsheet. Just to give you some ideas, we mentioned we didn't have enough forms. I'd say that was, from planning to logistics, as a combination of everyone. I think we maybe kind of fell asleep at the wheel there, thinking that maybe just 200 forms would be enough, but that didn't really work out. But we ended up correcting that on the fly. And miscellaneous supplies, somebody even threw in their coloring books, which ended up being quite handy, for our downtime, but we didn't really have too much downtime. And then as far as the staff, that was also another challenge, is getting everybody together. The MRC people were a tremendous help to us, and really in Dawn's training, just-in-time training, that went a long way with the job action sheets that Charlie helped develop. And just have some photos I'll finish up with. You can see we have the incident commander in the planning section here. And this is an idea of the clinic flow on the inside. And then you'll recognize this guy here. We had more than one clinic flow person. We just wanted to rotate people as it was so cold outside, give someone a break. So I just had people come back and forth. And then with the funeral outside, that was a challenge too, just to kind of keep people going in the right direction and away from the front of the church. But this wasn't an actual EDS site, so it was more of an idea. A facility that was available is convenient for all five towns. It was sort of in the center of all those towns. It was available to us to practice. I think that was the important part, is that the five towns got a chance to work together. And communication was another, maybe it was a problem that day. Ideally, I wanted to get everyone's Nextel phones. Most of us all had Nextels. I wanted to get them all programmed in. But what ended up happening is just the key section chiefs had their Nextel phones programmed. So the key section chiefs, like incident command, logistics, and planning, and operations are all able to speak to each other that day, and I also had someone outside in the clinic flow who was my go-to person for the outside area. But everyone else, the communication definitely could have been better. And this is probably one of the most important slides here. Pizza equals more information. That's what we got out of this. It gives everyone a chance when you're in the incident command mode. It gets people to relax for a minute and to talk out of line, if you will, rather than go through the chain of incident command. It's all part of what we call the hot wash, the chance to get all the details of the day and see what works, see what didn't work, and gives you the immediate impressions of the event, and that's the important part. And the other thing I'll point out is We wanted everyone to take their vest off, but they didn't, and we ended up having a few stains on the vest, so it's starting to get broken in now, so for the next clinic, that we'll remember that. And the important thing, too, this isn't an incident command vest, but I thought I'd put it in here. It looked good. Gives you the impression that you definitely need to bring the facility back to the way it appeared when we showed up, just to think about how we're going to demobilize and get the supplies back. And that was another issue for another day, but it worked out well as far as getting the supplies back. I took them all back to Watertown and distributed them back on our next meeting probably 2 weeks later. So, and I think there were some issues with like medical waste. Our plan was that we would Watertown collect all the medical waste and then just eat the cost, but turned out that each town decided to take their medical waste back with them, so it didn't really hurt Watertown's budget too much. So little things like that went a long way, and from here I'm going to hand it back over to Charlie.
Thanks, Jerry.